but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He's determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening.
Barek na paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro Ras veyunya besonaya mamsu prikna dayo Yaririya buro bubesayena sarayayena yendi sarena Resup amberi mure mambare nambawawi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, raso ya kabir, rebu besposen tato payena. Yo maya ke, ya napia mundo mo vayena. Yor fasinan kamasan, kwa maya besoruya. Insaya tari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kaber asoya kaber bebu besosen sa propaena Yo maya ke ya napia mundo mo vaena Barekna paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro Ras veyunya besonaya mamsu krikna dairo Yariria buro buvesaena sarayaena yendi sarena Resup amberi mure mambarek nampawawi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya Insaya sari yamis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kabir raso ya kabir Rebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke ya napia mundo mo baena Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kabir aso ya kabir Rebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke ya napia mundo mo baena Yo maya ke ya napia mundo mo baena
Listener, all Muslims across the globe hold daily activities during Ramadan, including in Mumbai, India. They perform Taraweeh prayer, breaking fasting together, and many more. And to get closer to each other among the Muslims, here the Consul General of Republic of Indonesia also hold iftar or breaking the fast together. And this program is given for those who want to break the fast together, of course. And to know more about the detail, here is what is said by the Indonesian Consul General in Mumbai, Edi Wardoyo.
Yes, if we look at the data, actually in India itself, the number of the Muslim is almost 200 million. Yes. But if we talk about the Maharashtra, in Maharashtra itself, the number of the Muslim populations compared to the majority is around 12%, which is around 13 million people in Maharashtra. And in Mumbai itself, Mumbai is a city, and in Mumbai is around 2 million people. Muslim populations in Maharashtra is compared to Indonesia maybe small, but in Mumbai itself the number is quite significant. Yes, in Mumbai itself, actually the number of the Indonesian people in Mumbai is quite small, is less than 100 people. So in consulate we don't have such kind of the Taraweeh, but we make iftar programs that we invite not only Indonesians but also our colleagues from the consulate and also our friends from India. But we actively participate or going to the local Ramadan gatherings. And as I mentioned earlier, that the number of the Muslims in Mumbai is quite significant, and there are many festivals here during Ramadan. So the situation is like in Jakarta. So I can say that even though that the number of the Muslim people in Mumbai is not big, is less than 100, but we actively participate in the local Ramadan gathering in Mumbai. For such kind of the what we call as ngabuburit, yes, it's almost same like in Jakarta. There are if we look at the some places in Mumbai, we can find people that they spend their time before the iftar to going out for the just ngabuburit.
And the whole context about this is available on our YouTube channel about VOA Talk, Building Global Bridges Through Ramadan, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Food is one of the key words being highlighted in Indonesia because the president Prabowo Subianto wanted to strengthen food security. So the government has identified 7 million hectares of land as potential sites for the social forestry program. And according to the Minister of Forestry, Raja Juli Antoni, in a press release recently on Saturday, he explained that the program has essentially been in operation not only now, but since the administration of the previous president. And according to him, farmers already have access to 8.3 million hectares from around 12.7 million hectares of potential land. So it means that 4 million hectares remain available for use. And the minister clarified that the newly announced 7 million hectares also includes the remaining 4 million hectares previously identified, along with the newly assessed land.
Dalam sebuah cinta terdapat bahasa yang mengalun indah, mengisi jiwa, merindukan kita. Kita berdua yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa bila rindu ini masih milikmu. Ku hadirkan sebuah tanya untukmu. Harus berapa lama aku menunggumu? Aku menunggu.
dalam masa indah saat bersamamu yang tak pernah bisa akan terlupa pandangan matanya menghancurkan jiwa dengan segenap cinta aku bertanya bila rindu ini masih milikmu ku hadirkan sebuah hanya untukmu harus berapa lama aku menunggumu aku menunggu
Indonesia. Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Kenggotan Hamlet, Tremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City, towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is quote of the day.
The dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by the powers coming from the history of our very own nation. A quote from Muhammad Yamin. Listener, Muhammad Yamin was born in Talawi, Sawahlunto, West Sumatra on August 2, 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later be developed into the Pancasila. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Kita di sini tanpa suara, dan aku resah harus menunggu lama kata darimu. Mungkin bodohku merangkai kata tawa, karena ku hanya diam dan membeku, ingin ku maki diriku sendiri yang tak berkuti di depanmu. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi di bola matamu dan memaksa diri ku bilang aku sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu. Padamu aku sayang padamu.
And you're still tuned to LR World Service Voice of Indonesia. In a moment, you'll be listening to the story about an Indonesian musical instrument called Kanidik.
Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is played on lips, then it is played on the pap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which make karinding, such as in Citamiang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm midras. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter, in order to be able to be stuck in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olof, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren. Aren orang Cina bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, dijemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nako says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni, itu barangkali didahului oleh...
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemarin lah. Gitu. Mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah, loba bayarun. Astaghfirullah, loba nunagi. Astaghfirullah, loba nungontrog. Astaghfirullah, aya kolektor. Astaghfirullah, loba. Astaghfirullah, Rabbanu Nagi. Astaghfirullah, Rabbanu Nagi.
jangka warung, jangka tetangga, jangka listrik, jangka kontrakan.
You have just listened to Karinding Rhythm entitled Low by Stikvar and Song by Karinding Attack. Karinding is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tone or rhythm. In the past in Ciawi, Karinding was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abah Olot, there are 4 types of tone in playing Karinding, namely songgeret, kogondangan, kereogan, and iring-iringan. Karinding can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karinding's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak senang kalau ada bilang Karinding tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karinding does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karinding has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Kita harus menjaga, yaitu jaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karinding was made by the ancestors to ward off the pest in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karinding instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karinding is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karinding begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues and pop. Well, listeners, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karinding.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of light and sound. For the beautiful nature. Look from the colors of paradise.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Temaniku, ah,
Listener, here's the news. President Prabowo gathered some ministers of his cabinet in Bogor on Sunday. Reported by RRI.co.id, the weekend closed meeting discussed the acceleration of national downstreaming across 21 sectors. The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Hadalia, said the President in the meeting demanded the downstreaming project to absorb workers and prioritize import substitute industry. The Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Brian Yuliarto, said the government is designing a student loan institution that will specifically help students who have difficulty paying for college. As quoted from RRI.co.id on Friday, the minister ensured that the study is being conducted with seriousness. He also encouraged the public involvement in designing the institution. And according to Minister Brian, the involvement of the community is intended as a source of funds or like fundraising in a crowdfunding system in which new students with low economic conditions can receive the loan funds. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an